All right, welcome to the first of my shows, the USC, or not USC, but the podcast for my blog, Know It All blog, which I cover nothing but USC football, basketball, you know, whatever, whatever's on my mind, USC or Los Angeles sports related. There's a few things I would like to talk that I'm going to talk about today, you know. First off, the USC defense. Well, I've talked about it in my blog, USC defense, and I've also talked about the preview of the game for Virginia tomorrow night or tonight, depending on when you are listening to this. Now, I was looking through YouTube, and you know, I ran into some videos about the expansion. I listened to some people talk, you know, give their viewpoints on expansion. Now, I'm going to give you my view of the on the expansion of the Pac-10 / Pac-12. First off, for those of you guys who don't know or who are clearless and been living under a rock, Colorado and Utah decided to join the Pac-10. With Utah joining at, in effect of next year, and Colorado in 2012, which will add the conference championship game, while the Big 12, while the new Big 12, the Big 10, will get to expand next year with Nebraska joining, destroying the Big 12 pretty much. Now here's my thoughts on the Colorado and Utah joining. Yes, I understand they're big time market, they're big markets, the Salt Lake and Colorado, and that's been talked about for a minute now. You know, personally, I thought if the Big 12, if the Pac-10 was going to expand, it would have Boise State, but I guess Boise State went to the Mountain West, so that rules them out. And Colorado, I believe Colorado was supposed to go before the Big 12 was made, but opted to stay to form the Big 12 with the SWC back in 96. I'm sure those of you guys remember that if you were around back in 96 or if you paid attention to college football in 1996. So, with that being said, you know, it's going to be interesting. It's interesting to me to see how Utah is in the Pac-10 or joining the Pac-10. I mean, yet with the success being the first non-automatic qualifier to bust into the BCS. For those of you who remember, they beat Pittsburgh in the Fiesta Bowl. Urban Meyer was there. Yes, Urban Meyer. It'll be interesting to me because that means we'll have faithful of Utah coming to USC, UCLA, Oregon. I mean, it's gonna be interesting to play those schools, play those kind of schools. It's going to be interesting. You know, I'm looking forward for a bunch of Utah fans to make their way to the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum and play USC, you know. Let the smack talking begin for 2011, you know. Colorado is this one I kind of took some time to think about. A team that's pretty much a bottom feeder in the Big 12. Yes, I'm all for a Big 12 school coming to the Pac-10, but for a school like that to come, I had to engulf that because Boulder, Colorado, you know, and all that took some time for me to think about it. So That's something I had to think about for a minute there. So with Colorado, I welcome By the way, if we have any Utah or Colorado fans who read the blog or listening to this, welcome to the Pac-10 or Pac-12, as it will be called. So that's my thought on expansion. Another thing I wanted to talk about. I've been talking about this the whole week. After Thursday, this has been a big topic for me. That's USC's defense. USC's defense, as you know, gave up, I've used this number, 588 yards. Yes, I know, we're going to Virginia next. We got Virginia tomorrow night. I understand that. I'm hoping the defense gets better as we play Virginia. I think we will get better. You know, more traditional offense that we are running, or that they are running, and I am looking, you know, I'm looking forward, you know, to see any SC game I'm looking forward to, but I'm really, my thing is concerned with this, right? If the defense do good versus a traditional, then okay, I'll be easy, I know they'll improve. Before we get into the Pac-10 games, which is against Washington State in 2 weeks at the Palouse. So I'm looking forward to that. So the onslaught of games, USC versus Virginia. If you want to read my preview, about it, it's on the blog. The link is there. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'll post a link on here. It's on there. So, yeah. So, also, tomorrow, also Monday, a monster Saturday, monster game. We got Miami at Ohio State, Penn State at Alabama, Oregon at Tennessee, Florida State, and Oklahoma. A lot of good games being played. I don't give my predictions on other sports, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about this. I got Miami. Got Miami beaten Ohio State. I think it's something about Miami that has me convinced that they can beat Ohio State. I'm hoping. I don't like Ohio State. But I shouldn't say that, but I'm going to say it. I'm different from everybody who I know. They'll give their unbiased opinion saying, you know, like, I show respect for Ohio State. I don't like Ohio State. You know, I just don't like them. Conservative State University. But hey, who knows? Oregon, another school I don't like. Yes, I will throw out my opinions and my thoughts out there at the blog. People, get over it. Oregon and Tennessee. I have Tennessee. I don't know. This one is a toss-up along with Michigan and Notre Dame. Ooh, I got Michigan winning that game. I don't know. You have Oregon, you know, going into SEC country, Tennessee. I don't know. I'm gonna not even give my prediction on that one because it's too close. I have Florida State beating Oklahoma. Oklahoma struggled with Utah State. That's just unacceptable for Oklahoma, especially a team who some of the professional analysts here said that they would play in the national title game. I don't believe they'll play in the national title game. You got Nebraska in there, and you got Texas. I think Texas will beat them. I think Texas will beat them. I don't even know if Oklahoma plays Nebraska, but if they do, I think Nebraska. When I got Nebraska playing for the national championship, got Nebraska playing for the national championship. So there's my thoughts on this monster day today. Another thing I also addressed earlier in the week was Boise State. I don't know what to say about Boise State. They beat Virginia Tech. But that's not gonna convince me. Virginia Tech beating Virginia Tech, alright, USC beat Virginia Tech, but then again it's not convincing me. I'm really not convinced. I'm really not. I know you guys are gonna say, oh, how come you're not convinced on Boise State? Why aren't you convinced on them? First of all, slow down before you bash me or anything. I'm gonna tell you why. I look at their schedule. I see Oregon State. Yes, they come into the blue, but Oregon State is still a team to be reckoned with. Hawaii, Fresno State, Nevada. You don't know any one of those teams in the WAC would love to spoil Boise State's last year in the WAC before they go to the Mountain West next year. So, I'm not really bought or sold on Boise State until they show me something. They got October 25th to show me that, hey, they can get it together. They can get this together, or that they're a legit contender. Until then, you know, I don't know. So that's my thought on Boise State. That's what I think about Boise State. You know, that's my thought on Boise State. Also, yeah, if you guys, I will also be answering questions now that I'm figured out how to do the whole live voice thing. If you guys got questions or anything, don't be afraid. Post them on the blog. My MySpace is there. My Twitter. You know, I have Twitter, people. You know, ask me a question. Follow me on Twitter. Ask me a question. I will answer it on here. And I'll have a good few minutes answering your questions. This is gonna be a weekly thing. I will do this every. I'm looking at it as doing this every Friday. I'm doing the voice thing every Friday and every Sunday. No, Friday the preview the games for tomorrow, and Sunday, Monday to recap the games that was played on Saturday, and get my thoughts on the top 25 polls. As a matter of fact, I didn't give my thoughts on the rankings. I know it's way too late, but like I said, I just started this, but Boise State and TCU, the first non-AQ schools this early in a USA Today coaches poll, or in a coaches poll, my bad. I look at this, the AP poll, because I know, yes, this is a USC thing. This is a USC game. Or USC blog. USC fell to 16. I'm not disappointed. I'm not mad. I'm not even going to cut out the blog saying, you know, oh, it's rigged, it's wrong. You know, it's right, people. I know I'm saying this. It's right, and it can't get any righter. USC played poor, along with Florida. Florida played poor. You know, USC played poor, so they dropped in the polls. I'm not surprised. If they blow out Virginia, and that their team is on all cylinders, then you know. And I'm all for, you know, USC. I know USC will move up. It's like I said, it's week one. As long as USC keeps winning, they'll be fine. They will be fine. So, like I said, I got. I think they'll pull it off. Now, one thing I posted on my blog, one thing I posted on my blog that I've noticed I'm obsessed with 45. Sport 45 for some reason. I have 45 on there, some odd reason. I don't know why. I figured it out, but I have USC winning 45-10. I think the defense will get in the fun. We'll get on in the fun. Hawaii is a faster team than Virginia. They run the spread, the pistol. Some, I think, worries me because USC plays Oregon, and Oregon runs the spread, and that's the one thing that worries me. If they play Oregon, will Oregon come in the Coliseum and run them all over? I got USC beating Oregon. I'm going to stick with my pick. I'm not backing off of it. But yeah, I am concerned if the SC defense don't make adjustment. My main focus will be on the SC adjustment for that game. But back to the polls. I know I'm getting off topic here. USC falling to 16 doesn't surprise me at all. I think there will be people falling off the poll. Like Alabama, Ohio State, they'll fall off the poll. I think this is the week where we'll see a lot of teams, you know, shift. And this week, I know it's early on, this is the make it or break it week. This is the make it or break it week for a lot of teams. Ohio State, Real Prior, they play Miami. Looking forward to it. USC, Virginia. I know a lot of SC fans going to the game. I wish I can go to the game. I'll be at more of the games. So, I know a lot of fans are going tailgating and everything. I read on Twitter that some people will go to the Coliseum at 6 a.m. in the morning. I'm a big time USC fan, y'all. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm a big time USC fan, but 6 in the morning and the game is at 7 at night. A lot of hardcore SC fans, I love it. I'm not even gonna bash it. USC fans, you know, we're the best out here. I don't think SEC can touch us as far as tailgating or everything, because it's Los Angeles. I know, we're underrated as a sports city, people. Underrated as a sports city. Underrated. I that's what I think. USC Virginia tomorrow, 7 on FSN. So should be on all FSNs, I believe. Like I said, there's a lot of monster games on, but USC. Now, the one thing I'm looking at USC, another thing in this game would make this game, you know, pretty interesting is it is the debut of Dylan Baxter. That's right. Dylan Baxter will be will make his USC debut. He was suspended for something he did. I don't remember. I know he was suspended for the Hawaii game and didn't get to travel, but he said that was the worst thing he could do football wise. And I know this kid is young. He is young, so I know he'll fix it, you know. The young mistake when you're 18 years old, you got to think about when you're 18 years old, we tend to make dumb decisions. I'm 20 years old, you guys. Yes, I'm very young, very old to some friends, but I'm 20 years old, and you know, I've made some dumb mistakes at 18. Made some stupid choices before 18. At that, you know, when you're young, we don't make the smartest decisions. I will say that. I'm saying that now. I know if you have kids, you'll know what I'm talking about, probably, for you older people, if you guys listen to this. We don't make the best smart decision. But I look for Dylan Baxter to have a coming out party. He will do good. I'm hoping stays consistent, but I know he probably won't stay consistent. There will be some games that he will struggle. And that's freshman for you. That's a freshman for you. Those are freshman things that they do. They, you know. But as he gets older, it will be interesting. So I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, if you got any questions, feel free to send me a Twitter. I'm on MySpace. Look for me on MySpace. I haven't gotten Facebook up yet, but I will have Facebook up soon whenever I get it done. Whenever I get around to it. It's a 21 minute thing here. So we have reached 21 minutes here. I'll go longer. I will go 30 minutes to an hour talking SC football just for you guys. I know you guys sometimes, you guys read the blog. Like I said, you got any questions, send it, put it in a comment. No, send me a tweet. I'm on Twitter. It's on my profile, or I'll post it up. Just go ahead, ask questions. I'm on MySpace. Ask me a question regarding to USC football or football, college football in general. I'll also do pro football if you want me to. Just ask the question, whatever it is. Just make sure it's a mature question. You know, I don't want any immature questions like you're gay or you're dumb or why none of that. I mean, ask me a question, like, as far as, you know, how do you think SC will do? What do you think SC needs to do, you know, to improve or to, they have a goal. I know they have a goal to go 13-0. The defense play like they did in Hawaii, there will be no 13-0. I will tell you that. It will easily become 6-7 or 1-something. It will easily be a rough year. Like last year, how the defense was just inconsistent. But now there's leadership on the team. So, I'm sure, you know, the offense looked really good. Really, really good. So, like I said, we'll see what happens. Also, like I said, game day tomorrow 7 on FSN. This is not a plug for FSN because I do not want to get sued here. This is USC. This is my USC Talk for the Know-It-All blog. Don't ask for why it's called Know-It-All blog. It just came to mind, people. I am not associated with USC. With the USC football team, is this on my own? Something I decide to do. Like I said, 20 years old, I'm a big hardcore USC fan. Hardcore USC fans. Yeah, many people who I talk to don't like SC, but you know what? Like I said, I don't care. I don't care. You know. We at the Coliseum for tomorrow night's game versus Virginia. I think this was a well-needed homecoming because this should wake the defense up. I know the team is hyped. Defense is hyped. You know, they're ready. Everybody's ready. Everybody's hyped. So, I know all the SC fans, especially if you guys go to the game, send, you know, message me or tweet me. Let me know how the game was there, you know. I know this is that's an experience. Go to a USC game. It's an experience of a lifetime. If you haven't gone to a USC game and you are a USC fan, I strongly advise to you, go soon, you know. Go see a USC game. The energy there is crazy, especially night game. Now, I'm going to let you guys know this is a controversial fact. I know people are sitting here saying USC lost a whole bunch of night games and stuff. USC is on a 31-game winning streak, win in night games. That is a true fact, people, because Oregon started at 5, Stanford started at 4, and it just so happened it ended at night. Those started in the day. This game starts at 7:30. USC's on a 31-game win streak at night. So, just clear that up. Anyway, that's all for today, folks. I will talk to you guys on Sunday and give you guys my recap on the USC game. Don't forget to check out the blog. Hit me up on Twitter. Check out my Twitter. Check out my MySpace. I'll post it up there for you today. Later on. Good night, everybody. Enjoy the game and fight on.